You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. As the COVID vaccine rollouts continue across the state and the country, there have been multiple polls and surveys that say, among all racial and ethnic groups, Black Americans are the most hesitant to get the COVID-19 vaccine. People that took a Kaiser Foundation poll cite some reasons being lack of trust in government, systemic racism in the healthcare system, and historical atrocities on Black bodies, like the infamous Tuskegee experiment. At the same time, health equity organizers and community leaders are saying, actually, that's only part of the story. I talked to Dr. Monique Lassar. She's executive director of the Rafiki Coalition for Health and Wellness in Bayview Hunters Point. She's working with UCSF to dig deeper into the issue through a Black focus group. And first I asked her whether she agrees that there's Black hesitancy to take the COVID vaccine.
Well, just like any community, it's not homogenous, right? There's all types of responses and reactions. That's number one. But if you think about it, I want to reframe the word hesitancy, and I want to reframe it as the medical institution has not proven trustworthy for Black and African Americans and other communities of color. If you go into enslavement and you look at how African descended women who were enslaved were treated gynecologically to actually develop all of the gynecological instruments and advances, Henrietta Lacks to Tuskegee, we remember those things, whether we remember them, our grandmothers remember them, our aunties, our uncles, our grandfathers. Somebody remembers these things. And so we have to think about those are in our memories. And so why would we trust the institutions now? Now, One of the things that we also want to think about is at the same time, there's 20 faith ministers, elders who right now I could name for you that want to get the vaccine as soon as it's available. These are African-American clergy. They want to be examples for the community. They are ready. They have moved forward in their thinking with it, and they have what trustworthiness has been earned by the medical institution in their mind, and they are ready. So you have that whole spectrum. So we are working with UCSF to run, specifically run focus groups around attitudes of Black and African-American folks. And what we learned is exactly what I just said. Some folks are like, heck no, no way, I'm not doing it. When they start, you know, the conversation to, hey, here's my arm, roll up my sleeve, put it in right now. So I do believe that access is the issue now that I'm most concerned about.
What is the issue with access?
Two things. One, with access is that I believe that we, let me say it this way. So in the data that you were referring to, Black and brown folks are not receiving as much of the vaccine. And you said the word hesitancy or skepticism, healthy skepticism. Is there hesitancy or do folks want it and just don't have access to it? And in many cases, I feel that there is not access and people are concerned about access and they're not able to access it. And so that would be a health inequity, right? If people want it and can't get it, but other groups can. So we want to think about that. And some of it is not only about access, it's also about the education that goes along with it. And that gets to my point that I was going to make earlier. There's two points to it. One, people have to understand this is not putting COVID into your body.
And so this kind of education, you're saying, you know, if that happens, if somebody sits down or comes into the community and says, what are your questions? And this is what the vaccine really is. And just has that dialogue, there would be a breakthrough.
Absolutely. I've seen it happen. I've been in a large group with on-the-ground workers with our Mega Black COVID Task Force. And I've seen presentations by the second to Dr. Colfax, Dr. Naveena Baba, give a presentation on all of this and have folks be like, okay, I'm ready. Sign me up.
Oh, you've seen that. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Folks were skeptical, asked all the questions, felt because Dr. Baba is somebody that they trusted, right? Or had built trustworthiness through either relationship or through conversation, and felt like, okay, I trust what this person is telling me. I trust that the data, it rings true in my mind, and these other people have been vaccinated. I trust them. They've earned my trust. I'm ready to go. Yes.
And so, you know, just hearing you, this is about education, it sounds like, and about building relationships and access. So then do you think this whole narrative about, quote unquote, Black hesitancy is a fair one? Like, was it about access all along?
Well, I think that it is, it's yet again referencing sort of a conversation from the wrong side.
Right.
It's, it hasn't flipped the narrative to say, has the medical institution earned the trust of Black and Brown communities? And has that happened? That's the conversation. That's the question. If it has not, then why do we even have that conversation? It's not about something wrong with Black and Brown people not trusting. There's something very smart about that, given all of the history, the very recent history. So we really need to flip the script, rewrite the narrative to say, is the medical institution doing a good job of answering all the questions and building relationships with the community? Just general conversation around education. So call your Black doctors.
Call your Black doctor.
Yeah, so you can find all of our stuff on our website. But basically, you can come to an info session and ask questions about the vaccine.
Why is that important?
It's important because sometimes you just need to hear it with the breakdown of someone who's had the same lived experience as you have generally. Not, of course, everyone. We were all different in the community, but you feel like you're letting go of the direct implication that something is wrong and bad and that the person standing in front of you thinks that you're less than. So you can actually drill them for the questions that you want to ask, I think, number one, right? Because you're not feeling like, oh, this person, I'm supposed to be in deference to this person.
Right.
The training of racism and anti-Black racism, right? Then just being able to have a conversation and your doctor not lording it over you, but really giving you the real, the truth.
That's Monique Lassar, Executive Director for the Rafiki Coalition for Health and Wellness in the Bayview Hunters Point District. We'll have more information about her work at KELW.org.